The Prime Minister has narrowly escaped a leadership challenge during a party room meeting this morning. Malcolm Turnbull has confirmed Treasurer Scott Morrison will act in the Home Affairs portfolio before a reshuffle of the ministry. It follows the resignation of Peter Dutton from the Cabinet after he unsuccessfully challenged Mr Turnbull for the leadership this morning. Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton has now resigned following that leadership ballot. He challenged the Prime Minister for the leadership but lost by 13 votes. Mr Turnbull remains Prime Minister, and Julie Bishop was re-elected as Deputy Prime Minister. The party's whip, Nola Marino, announced the result to journalists shortly after the ballot. Pope Francis has written unprecedented letters to Catholics, asking them to help uproot the culture of abuse in the Church. In a highly personal letter addressed to the people of God, the Pope acknowledged the Church didn't respond appropriately to abuse by clerics, saying they had abandoned the children. It comes a week after a grand jury in Pennsylvania released a report conceding 300 priests in the US state had sexually abused minors over the past 70 years. BHP's annual profit has fallen sharply by 37% to $3.7 billion. The mining company says this was due to massive write-downs on the value of its US onshore oil and gas assets, which were sold to BP for almost $11 billion. Its profit was also affected by one-off accounting losses from US President Donald Trump's corporate tax cuts and compensation arising from the fatal Samarco dam disaster in Brazil. BHP will pay its shareholders a final dividend of 63 US cents per share.